a 74-year-old woman before we get over into the tariff wars, because I want to explore something that was dropped from CNBC earlier. And we're going to get into that shortly, but I want to spend 10 minutes on this before we start to mine out the differences between the tariff war and whether or not that's going to cause inflation further for you guys, as illustrated inside of the debate, or one of the points that was being made inside of the debate. I want to bring this to light because this is very, very tragic and it's unfortunate. A 74-year-old woman was pushed in front of a train. What the hell is happening in California, bro? What happened in California? What happened in the Bay Area? What happened to all of these people? Y'all pushing 74-year-olds in front of trains now? That was something that was just recently happening over in New York before they started to put the National Guard and tried to put more security and more cops inside of the subway station, because I guess they figured if people don't feel safe taking public transportation, which is a staple over in the New York area, then it absolutely falls apart. What kind of demons are walking around pushing people in front of trains, bro? This is like a Denzel movie.
A Daly City family devastated after a bizarre and unprovoked attack. Police say someone pushed a 75-year-old woman in front of an oncoming BART train. As NBC Barrier Sergio Quintana tells us, BART police have made an arrest.
BART police were called to Powell Street Station just after 11 p.m. last night. According to the BART police chief, his officers arrived to a tragedy.
The train was arriving at the platform and coming into the platform when the victim was pushed, and we believe that the suspect intentionally pushed this person into that moving train, causing those serious injuries.
According to Chief Franklin, the 74-year-old woman, now identified as Corazon Dandan, hit her head on the oncoming train and fell onto the platform. She died a short time later at San Francisco General Hospital. Her family didn't want to talk on camera, but Corazon's nephew tells us her family calls her Tika Cora, and she works at the Park 55 Hotel close to the Powell Street BART station. Her niece tells us she was on her way home last night when the attack happened. BART police say they were on scene within 4 minutes of getting the first call of this assault, and they had someone in custody 4 minutes after that.
So a woman is getting off of work. A 74, 75-year-old woman is getting off of work from working at a hotel, on her way home, catching public transportation. And so she's standing there, and then somebody walks by and pushes her in front of a train. She hit her head, falls on the tracks, and then next thing you know, she died. It seems like the most vulnerable amongst us is the ones that's catching all of the L's. More women are dying, and more women are the ones that's getting assaulted and being targeted, and young people. Young girls, women, older people, those are the ones that's catching most of the L's, and those are the ones that's the most vulnerable amongst us.
BART police have arrested 49-year-old Trevor Belmont, also known as Hoke Tang, on charges of murder and attacking an elder.
Asian on Asian crime.
Investigators describe Belmont as a transient.
We have had contacts with this person in the past, but not for any serious crimes such as this one.
BART riders at the Powell Street station today told us they were saddened by news of a fellow rider.
Now, when I get on front of a train, I'm going to be standing way back until the train stops.
Being killed. Some tell us they've seen some dangerous situations unfold on the trains and on platforms.
I see arguments, but to the point where you got
a vampire. You see his teeth? This dude belong in Blade. He's a vampire. I don't trust him. I'm a conspiracy theorist. I think that this man is a vampire. The fangs is too down, too far down, and this is too up. This dude is a vampire, bro.
To push somebody? I haven't seen that.
It's scary sometimes, you know, because sometimes the officers or like the ambassadors are not on the trains that late at night and they're not walking the trains.
According to BART police, they have increased police patrols of the trains recently, and they're looking to hire more officers to further increase patrols. In San Francisco, Sergio Quintana, NBC, Bay Area.
We're learning more about a really terrible crime at a BART station in San Francisco. Investigators say someone pushed a woman into a train coming down the tracks last night.
Hold on, brother. Hold on, brother. I hate this. I hate myself for not being able to stay focused and dedicate myself to just, this is supposed to be a serious subject. Ah, he know he ain't right. Hold on, brother. Hold on, brother. Bruh. God help me, Lord Jesus, what is happening out here in these streets? You don't stop it. You don't. How you know I was talking about his hair? I never said nothing about his hair, and y'all automatically just jump to conclusions. Why you got to justify it? I don't even know if that's real hair at the top. He ain't got no beard, which makes the hair more pronounced. At least he got a stash. If he didn't have a stash, it would be wild. Oh, man. Everybody must have called off. Everybody called off at Channel 7 that day. And he was like, all right, I volunteer as tribute. Is that real hair? What's this guy's name?
And she died. ABC 7 News reporter Lou Spina spoke to BART's police chief and to the victim's family.
Look at that boy. Oh, God. Focus, Anton.
She joins us live in the newsroom, Lou's. This is such a tough story.
Heartbreaking, Julian. And I spoke to the victim's nephew on the phone. He said she worked as a telephone operator at the Marriott in Union Square. She took BART every night after work. Last night, around 11.06 p.m., she was pushed by a suspect and hit her head on the train and fell on the platform. It was a route she took for the last 40 years. Monday night was her last. 74-year-old Corazon Dandan has been identified as a woman who was pushed into an oncoming BART train Monday night.
It's a tragedy.
I think it's a man piece. But if it's a man piece, why wouldn't you get it the full hairline? Like, I think it might be his real hair, because you can't have a man piece and still be back here. You got to be, if you're going to get a man piece, then get it all the way fixed. You know what I'm saying?
It goes to public safety. How safe are we at BART or anywhere in the Bay Area if people can just randomly cause another person to die?
According to her nephew, Corazon had just finished her night shift as a telephone operator at the Marriott in Union Square. She was taking the train to head home to Daly City.
We determined that the suspect had approached the victim as a train was arriving at the station and pushed the victim towards the train, causing the victim to collide with the train.
That's evil. That's some evil stuff. Honest to God, that is some evil stuff. To push somebody in front of a train, you got to be a real demonic person and you got to be evil. That's evil. But meanwhile, over in, I want to get off this story because it's making me sad. Meanwhile, over in Chicago's Lakeview neighborhood, 53 people was arrested overnight. And I'm not sure what this is, but y'all sent this to me. So I'm going to just go ahead and tackle this real quick because I don't want to spend too much time on Chicago. I want to get over into the tariff war.
Let's talk about some new details we're getting in an overnight scuffle in Lakeview between partiers and police officers. This was hours after the Pride Parade ended, a late night scuffle between crowds that started to tangle with the officers. Neighbors describe a chaotic scene with dozens of arrests. Police say multiple officers were hurt trying to contain the crowds. NBC5's Jen Shands has reaction from neighbors.
Let me guess, it was just a large gathering.
Chaos erupting near the intersection of Belmont and Halsted several hours after what organizers say was a successful Pride Parade Sunday.
A lot of chaos.
Oh, it was a zesty parade. So zesty people are starting to get get aggressive with the police now. So y'all had a zesty, y'all had a Pride parade, and the Pride parade turned zesty, and now the people is out there getting arrested. Okay, all
right. Chaos happening right there, man.
More than 50 people were arrested early Monday morning.
Yep, that's it. Usual suspects.
After clashes like this one, CPD reports police had objects thrown at them and that multiple officers were hurt. Of the 53 arrested here, 9 are juveniles. 14 people are facing felony counts. The most serious charges, aggravated battery against an officer and assault. Police also seizing 4 guns. This comes as the city prepares for large protests at the DNC next month, the department praising officers' restraint Monday.
Disappointing, maybe is the word.
Jesus. Everybody's stressed out. Black man stressed out. White men stressed out. Look at that man. He going bald on one side. That man ain't got no hair. He combing his hair over, and he got a middle part bust down with no weave, and he is stressed the hell out. Everybody in America is stressed out. Look at that man. He flush in the face. He confused. It's the next day. He got on a choker, and he got a middle part buzzed down, and he's stressing, and he losing his edges on the left-hand side. Everybody is stressed out in America.
Overkill.
Lakeview resident Val Stuckey, who attended the Pride Parade, felt at times the day was over-policed.
So many cops for so few people, and they could be elsewhere.
Officers remained in the area after the parade wrapped up for crowd control. The Chicago Pride Parade, which ended safely at 2 p.m., was full of celebration and joy. Our all-volunteer organization is humbled by the overwhelming positive feedback we've received, Pride Chicago said in a statement.
Definitely everything was well contained. You know, as soon as the sun goes down, people like to come out and get rowdy.
44th Ward Alderman Bennett Lawson tells NBC5 in part, quote, I was extremely disappointed to see disruptive actions in our neighborhood. I'm grateful to the Chicago Police Department for their quick and decisive action to limit any damage and keep people safe. In Lakeview, Jen Shine.
So be careful out here in these streets. It's rough out here, and we don't want people to continue to be stressed out.